Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Maniacal Ramblings. This is a safe for work, kind of, if you can really call it that, request that I got in person today from someone that thinks this would be hilarious because they're a fucking moron with no sense of humour. Now, they got a thing pop up on their phone. It's basically a BuzzFeed type bullshit. And it was 23 words and phrases you need to learn quickly if you're planning a trip to Glasgow. So, they asked me to read it aloud, give a brief example where I might use said word, and go from there. So I thought, you know what, fuck it, why not? Get fuck all else to do right now, so I'll give it a bash. So, this is on the www.glasgowlive.co.uk website. And it's 23 words and phrases you need to learn quickly if you're planning a trip to Glasgow. Just so you know, you don't actually have to know any of these. We do speak normal English as well. It's shite, but we force ourselves to. Okay, right. Here we go. Number one, blether. To talk. Example. I met your granny down the street and we had a right wee blether. Basically, it means to have a catch up with someone in the middle of the street, taking the piss, blocking off everything. Nah. As it says, a chat. I personally don't use it, because it's not a word I use. Weeshed, at number two. A call for silence. Example. Will you weesh down? My head's slouping. Basically, that means shut the fuck up. I have a sore head. Thank you. And I use that all the time. Number three, greet. To cry or weep, not to say hello. Example, stop greeting, it wasn't that sore. Stop crying, it wasn't that sore. Crab it at number four, meaning grumpy and bad tempered. Example, you the crab it get, so fuck you. That is how I would use it. Not the one they gave here, you the crab it get. Is what they give you, but yeah. Idiot at number five. An idiot, simpleton, or one not possessing all of their mental facilities. Example, you laugh your hijit idiot. Number six, minging. Meaning gross or disgusting. Example, he's absolutely minging. Now, anyone that actually knows me will have heard me say this one before. I actually said it in a brief audio that wasn't actually posted on Reddit. At number seven, we have swatch. Meaning to have a quick look at something. For the example, geezes a swatchy at people. Now, I don't use that one, if I remember correctly. For switching bitch, just because I was asked ever so nicely, I came up with a poem, a nice Scottish poem. It's four lines long and it's absolutely fucking terrible, but I'm going to tell you it anyway. Roses are red, you're a bonny wee lass. I dinna ken how, geez a swatch at your gash. Don't ever say that to someone because you'll get weird looks. Glake it. Meaning stupid, foolish, or not very bright. An insult such as, would you look at the glaikit look on his coop in his face. I don't use that word myself. Number nine, I write. A phrase used when you don't believe something you were told. For example, you just won the lottery, I write. And I don't know about any other countries. I know that Scottish is one of the few where a double positive can, and more often than not, does mean a negative. There's I right, or the I sure you did. Stuff like that. Just, we're a sarcastic bunch. Now, this, what they've got at number 10 is not one I know. I've never heard this word said aloud. So, if there's any other Scotsmen, or Scotswomen, or Scots people, or whatever the correct way of saying it is now, if you know it, please let me know, because Fouter, F-O-U-T-E-R, is at number 10. Someone who muddles through a fiddly, tiresome job. Example, this is a right Fouter. again, I don't use that. I don't know if I'm even saying that though. Right, number 11, paleobally, meaning pale skin due to lack of sunshine, something that applies to the majority of Scots in Scotland. I don't know why I had to add in Scotland, but it did. Number 12. Now, number 12 is one I use a lot. The word is clatty, meaning dirty, not clean. Example, your house is pure clatty, mate. Now, I use clatty a lot. That's a good word. See that bitch over there? Clatty weird. No, I'm not going. I promised myself I wouldn't use the word dancer, because that's another one. It normally means something good, like, oh, you're a dancer, mate. But, yeah. Number 13, yaldy. An expression of excitement or joy. Example, I just gubbed you at FIFA, yaldy. Number 14, taps off. To remove one's shirt due to the slightest hint of sunshine. Example, sun's out, taps off. I don't use that. I've never had the need to use that. 15. Hooching. Now, as far as I was aware, it was heaving, meaning busy or heaving. There it is, heaving. Example, the tomb was hooching the day. Again, don't use it. I'm assuming that's not Glasgow. That sounds more Aberdonian than. Number 16. Hackett. Used to describe an ugly person. Example, that bird for the other night was pure Hackett, mate. 17. Swally, meaning an alcoholic beverage or slang version of a swallow of. Don't ever use it as a slang version of a swallow of. Here, mate, can I get a swally of you? No, fuck off. Swally's going out for the fucking piss up. Swally's going to get your tits lamp-posted. It's fun times. Funnily enough, fits in perfectly with number 18. Mad weight, the art of being very drunk. Example, oh man, I was pure mad weight last night. Headsets and smoking. That's not going to sound good. I apologise. Much better. Now, getting mad weight is a Scottish pastime, so that's a good one. Give me the bulk. When something makes you feel sip. Sip? What the fuck's sip? Sick. Example, that curry was pure minging, man. It was giving me the bulk. Basically, it's if you ingest something, or you smell something, or you look at something, and it's giving you the bulk, it's making you feel violently ill, and it's horrible. Now, number 20 is the dancing. Now, that does not mean as in going to a dance hall or anything like that. It's a term for a nightclub. Basically, every nightclub is the dancing. Even if it's a nightclub that absolutely nobody dances at. Hear me? I'm going down to dance in the night. How used? 21. Sound. Used to describe when something is cool or that a person is okay. Example. Did you meet Wee Baz last night? He was pretty sound. Now, this is the most not safe for work bit it's going to get, so just be warned. There's a C word coming up. In Scotland, everyone and their granny is a cunt. Not that they're a vagina, because I'd be a very happy man. No, everyone's a cunt. You're either a sound cunt, or you're just a cunt. Me, I'm just a cunt. But wee Jimmy down the road, he's a mad sound cunt, mate. Number 22, Wayne, the term for child. Example, how many Waynes you get? Basically, you're asking someone, do you have a large litter of offspring that I need to carefully avoid while stepping around? And number 23, scalped, to slap someone. Example, if you don't stop misbehaving, woman, you're getting scalped. Really? And scalping is pretty... I've used it a few times. I think I've used it in a couple of audios. Do as you're told or you get a scalped arse. It's, yeah, it's a fairly good one to know. Now, that's pretty much all I came on here to do, so make of it what you will. See you in the downvotes, and Yeah. Fuck off.